Hi, this is Brian with Kingdom to Connect, extending a warm welcome to you. I'm glad you're here today. Have you ever been reading scripture and came across things like, "May you be strengthened with power according to his glorious might"? Or maybe you've read a scripture about according to the riches of his glory and wondered, okay, now what exactly is God's glory again? What does it mean to be strengthened with power? What again is all of this about his grace and joy, things like that? Well, I often find myself in that situation. I could read something 1,000 times and then still come back to it and go, okay, now how exactly do I view that again? How do I really get to the depth of what that is saying? And so what I do is I will do a little write-up and put it into my little book that I call my toolbox. And as I'm just thinking on the Lord, as I'm in the scripture, and I come across these things, these questions, and then when I write about it, I'll go to it, and it, again, it just stirs up that reminder in me, and oh yeah, that's how I'm supposed to look at this. So what I'd like to share today is just a few things about, or a few things along those lines, and would like to focus on glory and being strengthened with power, and then finally joy and grace. So, to share some things about God's glory, that basically is expressing in a positive way that God has inherent and intrinsic value. So, looking at the word inherent, okay, so God has inherent value. That's more like God wears this like a clothing, right? Like it's wrapped around him. Glory and value is just wrapped around him. And intrinsic is like this value actually emanates from within him. It's literally in his very being. So from the inside coming out. So God has inherent and intrinsic value. So that's a really beautiful picture. Now, these things are very deeply rooted in his nature. It is a permanent part of who he is. It is an inseparable attribute of his person, which is how I like to look at it. So when I'm glorifying God, what I'm really saying is, your value, Lord, is supreme. It is significant. It is infinite and it is eternal. So, really looking at infinite and eternal, infinite is like, it is your value and glory is immeasurable. I can't get out my tape measure and say, well, this is 13 and a half inches or whatever. You know, it is immeasurable. And it's also eternal. So, you know, within time, it just goes, it is not limited by time, goes on and on and on. So the being, the very being and expression of God is of the highest magnitude, right? So when you look at his importance, his value, when you think about the brightness and radiance and brilliance of God, it just goes beyond words. It's hard to describe. So another thing about glory is I think of it as the unspoken manifestation of God. So manifestation, kind of a big word to me, but that basically means it is displayed, it is shown. So I think of this as like it is unexpressed, but it is declared. It is unvoiced, yet it is shown. You might say that it is unmentioned, but yet it is revealed. You could even say it's wordless, has no words, but yet it's demonstrated. So his glory is displayed, it's shown, and to stand in the presence of his glory is felt all throughout ourselves, and it renders us speechless. So in that really precious intimate time with him, you know, as we are in prayer and just listening and in an attitude of praise and worship, it is just felt all throughout us, and we just sit and smile and just enjoy His value, His glory, His presence. Looking at the riches of God, this paints a very beautiful picture of wealth and spiritual abundance. True riches are found in the very fullness of His perfection. And it is in His excellence where we truly live an abounding life. Okay, so what exactly is this abounding life? Well, it's very prolific or fruitful. It's very plentiful. It is within Him that we thrive and we flourish. It's in the riches of His glory that is boundless and inexhaustible. It's just like this mountain of riches and abundance. It knows no bounds. It can't run out. So moving on to being strengthened with power, let's talk about that a little bit. Being strengthened is a process of growing or becoming strong. So it's a process. We are, you know, growing up. We are becoming stronger. So think of it as kind of climbing stairs. We're starting at the bottom of the stairs, and we take a step, we're a little higher, take another step, we're a little bit higher. So this enables us, by His power, to actually win, to win out, to be victorious, to come out ahead of the opposition. So think of yourself as like in a boxing ring, right? And your fists are up and you're standing across from someone else who is your opposition, who is opposing you. So you are being strengthened. And as you climb up those stairs, as you become, by His power, stronger and stronger, then you are going to excel or be victorious over the opposition. So this is according to God's dominating strength. We attain this level of mastery, right? We become more finely tuned, and we live this out in our daily lives. So it's through His power that we are able to perform out of His abundant and inexhaustible resource. And all of this leads us to grow in holiness. So moving on to joy and grace. So true joy arises as we become aware of God's grace. He extends His favor and support to us simply because He loves us. That's pretty awesome. So His grace is basically Him extending His favor and support to us because He loves us, He cares for us. He wants to see us succeed so that others may also discover the wealth of His abundance. And so the work of His power may flow more and more to carry out His plans for His people. So ultimately, He loves us, He cares for us, He wants us to be strengthened with power and attain this level of mastery. And so out of this inexhaustible abundance of His riches, that His power may flow as we learn and practice and discipline ourselves and live out this life, that the work of His power, I love the picture of that, the work of His power may flow through our lives, like we are vessels, that His power, that the work of His power may flow through and may be carried out, that His plans may be carried out more and more for His people. I hope you've enjoyed this picture today. And on that note, I'll sign off, encouraging you to seek Him like a hidden treasure, so that you may rejoice and delight in Him. Stay alert and sober-minded. Until next time.